Yo, what up? It's Ken Wallace. Make sure y'all check me out on Set the Tone Podcast on Pion Media. Let's go.
Your energy. I don't like that. I don't like the fake handshake, snake tendencies. You an enemy. All them lies you telling, I can't let that be the end of me. No, no. Probably cause your.
So I always been an artist. I just was doing the production thing for a while. And like, it just took me finding the right person. Like Sean Barron from, y'all know Sean.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's like a brother. I didn't really look at him like an industry person, even though he's in the industry. He's just somebody that, like, I sent my music to, and he just never oversold it. He always just told me what he could do, and he did it. You know what I'm saying? And so he put me in that position to where, because I had been trying to get my shit off for years. The good thing is the songs were good, so people were still taking the songs. They just didn't know. You know how niggas, they want to, yo, I need that for my artist.
Uh-huh.
I would really be in there on some like, yo, but that's me on the song. Like, why don't you just take the whole, like, you know what I'm saying? But it led me up to meeting the right person who finally, like, saw that in me.
Right.
Believed in it. I didn't have to do no extra shit. And it just got me where I'm at.
Came so far. Damn, we made it. We made it. We made it. Yeah. We made it. Trizza, oh, you did it, huh? Yeah. I was just thinking to myself, how can I tell my story in a real way? Running wild, chasing dreams, looking up the scene, shit was like a field day.
You started, you said your first big break was Upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just being able to start with such a...
Yeah, that shit crazy. For me, it was almost like I felt like I had to, like now I'm working downward. You know, usually people have to, like, build up to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that was my first, like, but it was a blessing for sure, you know? To be able to work with Beyonce and then Jay-Z.
And did that connection come because you from Houston or?
Yeah, because my lawyer at the time knew her dad.
Okay.
So it was the fact that I was in the city,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? I was able, that was like really the only outlet for a producer like me at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because my sound was a little bit broader than just the Houston sound. It was Houston, but it was just, I always grew up listening.
Inspired by Kanye, you know what I'm saying? You
Yay.
In the city. You
of
know
course, Ye. So. Fucking Common.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a soulful. Chicago, man, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've always had an infatuation with Chicago.
Right.
Like, when I think of Chicago, I think of colors. I think the colors is like, I swear I'm not trying to be on some Kanye shit, because I know that nigga said that too. But I'm being real, when I think of Chicago, it always makes me feel like the color's brown and like burnt oranges and just us.
Okay.
Black people, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I just always love Chicago.
Cam, let me ask you, how do you set the tone, you know, with everything that you do, how do you set the tone every day for yourself?
I'm a routine guy by nature anyway, so... Definitely prayer.
Prayer.
You know what I'm saying? I always pray. I keep my grandmother's Bible with me. Like it's more of a spiritual thing for me. You know, I tap in when I'm not moving around like touring.
Uh-huh.
I'm an active guy, so I like to run. A lot of my thoughts. I'm a runner.
Okay.
So I used to be like 300 pounds. Like I really like, I'm a runner for real. So like when I run and I'm in motion, that's when my thoughts are like. I write a lot of songs,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really just about being in motion, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That really set the tone for me, though.
As well.
Your penalty. Look, I don't like your energy. I don't like the fake handshake, snake tendency. Let's go. Don't make me jog your memory. I did upgrade you, then upgraded the world. How they forgetting me?
What are you afraid of most? The sense, the fear of failing or the fear of not living enough?
The fear of not living enough. Because I'm not afraid of failing.
Okay.
Because I done failed so many damn times. Like, you feel me? Like, you got to actually, like, embrace that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's really what it's about. Like, you can't be afraid to fail. Because you don't fail.
Uh-huh.
The thing about it is, like, you got to be able to get up. I've been in this game for a long time.
Right.
My first placement was in 2006. I'm just now getting, and I've had other placements since then and worked with big artists. But I'm saying, I'm just now getting to the main stage where people know me. Years and years it took, you know what I'm saying? So I could have stopped a long time ago.
Right.
You know, but I'm not afraid to fail. And like you said, I definitely have the fear of not living enough.
Uh-huh.
And doing this shit, like, you really just gotta go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cam Wallace,
that's
man.
That's definitely okay.
We in the building, man.
And follow me at Cam I Am Forever, the number 4, Cam I Am Forever. I need all my followers. I follow people back. I ain't on no Hollywood shit. If you follow me, I'm gonna follow you back. Love y'all. And Motown is the game. Don't ever think nothing.
Go crazy.